Hello, and what is up, guys? Welcome to the fifth ever edition of Experts Hour, River Hill's very own fantasy football podcast. I'm Josh Mann, and I'm joined here by
Aaron Hirsch,
Devin Hendrick, and the worst fantasy player,
and Dawson Wolf, Dawson the best Wolf. Fantasy player to ever live. You already know.
This week, we'll be going over some Week 16 news coming to the end of a regular season. The first thing I'd like to mention is Ezekiel Elliott is coming back from his six-game suspension. He is going to go off because he's been working out in wherever he was, and he has gotten much, much bigger and very strong now. And also, Devontae Adams got killed by somebody and is in the concussion protocol. And he was very angry about that, as you can see on Twitter, as he complained about how the NFL sucks now.
Yeah, Thomas Davis was the one who hit Devontae Adams, and he's suspended for the final two games of the regular season. And next up, Antonio Brown, due to his calf, will miss the rest of the regular season, as reported by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network.
Keenan Allen injured his back last Saturday against the Chiefs, and he left the game on a stretcher, but he says he'll be okay for this week. However, Hunter Henry has a partial lacerated kidney, and he could miss some time. And also, Melvin Gordon's handcuff, Austin Eckler, broke his hand and will miss the remaining two games of the season.
All right, next up we have sexy Rex Burkhead. He was injured over the past weekend, and he has a sprained left knee. He underwent an MRI, and it was negative, and he will be ready to play in the postseason, but he will probably be out for the next couple of weeks.
All right, so to start off our first segment of Who Should I Start, Devin, you seem to be the only one who's in the finals. So do you have any questions?
Yes, Aaron. I have a tough question today for you. Should I start Saints quarterback Drew Brees against Atlanta or Eagles quarterback Nick Foles against Oakland?
I think this is a pretty easy decision. Nick Foles is your guy. He had a great week last week as his first week as the Eagles starting quarterback, and he will definitely continue that as he will throw for four more touchdowns this week.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Nick Foles. He has an extremely easy matchup against the Raiders, and he's playing at home coming off a four-touchdown game, so I don't see anyone else you'd rather have in your lineup.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to disagree with both of you. I'm going Drew Brees on this one. I think just because the Saints' offense is so much better and Drew Brees is going to look to pass the ball more while Nick Foles is going to look to hand it off to his running backs, Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount.
I think Drew Brees will also look to hand the ball off to his two-headed running dragon, Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara.
Yes, but Drew Brees is more consistent and I trust him more, especially in the finals.
Okay, my question. I'm looking to not get the sacko punishment in my league, so I'm looking to solidify that this week as I'm up by a lot. But to be certain I don't get it, do I start Devontae Parker or Mike Wallace?
I'm going to go with Devontae Parker this week because he's playing a Chiefs defense who is very not very good against wide receivers, and that's why you should start Parker because they might also be losing, so he'll be playing catch-up, unlike the Ravens, who have an easy matchup.
I disagree with Aaron. I'm going Mike Wallace here. I think the Chiefs' secondary has actually improved as of late, and Marcus Peters is going to lock him up. So go Mike Wallace.
All right, so I've got a loser's bracket to win for money, actually, this week. And it is a PPR league, and I have to decide between Jay Ajayi and Jerick McKinnon. What do you guys think?
Wait, you're in the loser's bracket?
Yeah, because only four teams made the playoffs.
What? Only four? I would go with Jerick McKinnon because Jay Ajayi hasn't done much over the course of the season, and I don't really trust him yet. I still don't think he knows the full playbook, and until he does know the full playbook, he won't be as effective as he was on the Dolphins. So Jerick McKinnon all the way.
I'm going with Jerick McKinnon here too just because of how trash Latavius Murray is, and I think McKinnon is going to take over that backfield, and Murray is donezo.
I'm going to have to agree with Dawson here, except for the reasoning. Jerick McKinnon all the way. Case Keenum will look to target him a lot this week as they're playing the Packers.
All right, I guess that makes it an easy decision.
Dawson, your question is?
All right, I've got a question. Mine is Rishard Matthews or Cooper Kupp?
This is a pretty easy one. I'm going to go with Rishard Matthews because he's coming off a big game, and he's the number one target for Mariota. And Robert Woods is back, so Cooper Kupp's going to get even less looks for the Rams.
Yeah, I agree. Rishard Matthews all the way.
When you hear that music, you know what it's time for. A new guest on the show. And this week, you guys voted on Jake Downing. Jake, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show. What's up, experts? This week, I'm going to take down for Netflix and chill.
We will have to see about that. So, Jake, before we start, do you have any questions about your lineup this week that you can't decide on?
Yeah, I do. Should I start Jamison Crowder, who's playing the Broncos, or Golden Tate, who's playing the Bengals?
Golden Tate all the way, baby. I love that man.
Yes, I agree with Dawson. Golden Tate all the way. As I don't love that man, he's definitely the better option for you this week.
As a sneak preview for later in the show, Jamison Crowder is my sit of the week, so go with Tate.
Tate.
Now for starts of the week. Who wants to start us off? Oh, I'll pick Aaron. You start us off.
All right. Well, this week I think it's a pretty easy one. I'm going to go with Deion Lewis because he has a nice, easy matchup against the Texans, I think. And no Rex Burkhead this week. Lewis is one of the top five rushers this year in terms of yards per carry. So I think he has a great opportunity this week to just explode on the scene and get a ton of fantasy points to win you the championship.
That's a great start of the week. He's a little dude doing big things. My start of the week is Juju Smith-Schuster, the legend. He had 114 yards receiving last week with no touchdown, but he still went off, no problem. And this week, I think he's going to go off again.
Actually, I was wrong. The Patriots play the Bills, which is an even better matchup because they have a terrible run defense.
So wait, Dawson, didn't Juju Smith-Schuster get like a 70-yard reception?
Yes, he did.
And you said he had 100 yards, right?
Yes, he did.
So technically, before that big reception, he only had 30 yards.
I have a question for Dawson. When Juju Smith-Schuster caught that crucial pass, were you excited or mad?
I had no feelings on the subject. Wait, let me say that.
It seems like you're at a loss for words here.
Actually, I was just thinking of the perfect way to describe that beautiful play that was Juju Smith-Schuster's catch. It was just a work of art, and I have never seen anything like it, and that is why he is the start of the week.
Now, that was a little sneak preview for grind my gears. Now, for my start of the week, on the other end of the Steelers wide receivers, I think you start the better one, Martavius Bryant. He had a huge leak for the Steelers last week, and he had like 60-some yards and a touchdown. He will definitely look to continue that, and he will continue that. That is why you should start him if you want to win your championship game.
Oh, yeah, Josh, I agree. I think you should definitely start Martavius Bryant.
Jake, since you haven't put in any input about this, who do you think is going to fill the void left by Antonio Brown in the Steelers' offense? Will it be Juju or Bryant?
I think it'll be Martavius Bryant. He has established himself as a pretty good option for the Steelers over the past few seasons, and I think he'll do that next week.
I actually agree. I think Martavius Bryant is going to be slightly more involved in the offense. So, Devin, who is your start of the week?
Before Devin says something, I would just like to mention that Dawson is a trash expert. Devin, okay, your turn.
My start of the week this week is Ravens running back Alex Collins. Although he had a terrible week last week against the Browns, I think he's going to bounce back this week against the Indianapolis Colts, who have a terrible defense, and I think he's going to go off. Over the last couple games, he has about 5 touchdowns, and he's got 20-plus points for 2 straight weeks. I think he's going to have a phenomenal game this week against the Colts.
Yes, I love this man, Alex Collins. He is such a stud. You should definitely start him, and he will go off this week as he leads the league in yards per carry.
Okay, Jake, who is your start of the week?
My start of the week is Devin Funchess, who's playing the Bucs defense, who's one of the worst 5 defenses in the league. I think Funchess is going to have a big week, and he's established himself as Cam's number one option.
Oh, now, Jake, I have to disagree with that. I think Christian McCaffrey is his number one target, but I agree with your start of the week. I think Devin Funchess will have a very, very, very good week.
Although Devin Funchess is playing with one of the quarterbacks who is the most full of himself in the league, I still think he'll be able to overcome that and have a great week.
I think you guys are sleeping on my two personal favorite pass catchers of Cam Newton, Greg Olsen and Damier Bird. Dogs.
Well, Greg Olsen has only had one good game this year, so I wouldn't really trust him yet.
And this bird guy, he's a freaking bird. I don't know what else to tell you. Next of all, Jake, I have a question for you.
Whoa, before you, I just had to tell you that the bird is the word.
Bird is the word. Okay. Enough of this nonsense. Jake, my question for you is, who is your favorite expert and why?
Dawson is definitely the best expert. He's the funniest. He makes amazing predictions, and he does much better than Devin in picking teams.
So you think that Dawson's funny because of the dumb things he says?
I mean, yes, but he also makes accurate predictions. That has helped me this fantasy season. He's got the good mix.
Okay.
Thank you, Jake.
Now, time to come into a very sad segment of the show this week, Sits of the Week. Now, this is just really depressing, and it brings tears to my eyes every night I think about this. My Sit of the Week is Jimmy G. Now, Jimmy G is good enough to get a Bing next to his name. Now, what really people are asking is, oh, Josh, if Jimmy G is your favorite player, why are you sitting him this week? Oh, I will answer that for you, and I will go off about this later and grinds my gears. Tim Anderson. I hate that man. I hate that man to death, and I hope he loses his job. Just kidding. That's kind of harsh. Tim Anderson's a nice guy, but his curses are too ridiculous. He should never curse my man, Jimmy G.
So, Josh, would you like to tell our followers what Tim Anderson said exactly?
Yes, but I would first like to say Jake Downing brings establishing or great apples to this. Anyways, I would like to say that Tim Anderson said that Jimmy G would cruise past the Jaguars this week. And now, since Tim Anderson said that, I cannot start Jimmy G anymore. And certainly you can't either.
Well, that is very unfortunate. So next up, Jake, who is your Sit of the Week?
My Sit of the Week is Samaje Perine. He's playing the Broncos defense, who's top five run defenses in the league, and he hasn't found the end zone since week 11. I would keep him on your bench.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. I think the Broncos defense is very hot right now, so I'm also going to sit Jamison Crowder this week because he's playing the Broncos as well as Perine.
This Perine thing, I made a silly mistake this year drafting him in the fourth round. Don't ask me why I did that. It was a silly mistake. The right mindset to do that draft at that time. Now, it's okay. But yes, I would have to agree with both of those sits of the week. Dawson Wolf, your sit of the week is?
Your favorite guy. My sit of the week is Marquise Goodwin. Even though he is my boy, I'm going to have to make him sit of the week this week because he's going against a tough matchup with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now, Tim Anderson also cursed him too because he's also part of the 49ers, so anyone on the 49ers is cursed.
That includes my previous kicker of the week, Robbie Gould.
Now, Devin, your sit of the week is who now?
My sit of the week is Broncos running back CJ Anderson. He has had a terrible season so far, and although he had a good week last week, I just can't trust him.
Is this because he's playing the Chargers?
He's not.
They are playing the Redskins. Aaron, you are dumb.
Nice try trying to catch me being biased, but I'm not like you.
I'm just so used to asking that question when it comes to your sit of the week, but continue.
I just do not trust CJ Anderson, and I would advise sitting him if you have him, no matter what.
I 100% agree with that bowl or that sit of the week. Aaron, don't start him.
Aaron, if I were you, I would move CJ to the bench and put Leonard Fournette / Chris Ivory in whoever's playing, and then maybe move your boy Greg Olsen to flex. You know, we'll see. We have a week to decide.
You could also start Dalvin. Now, those were sits of the week. Now, time for my now second favorite segment on this show behind Grind My Gears. This is what we like to call bold predictions. Jake Downing, since you're the guest, you can start us off with your bold prediction.
It's Flaxember, boys. We all know Joe Flacco is elite. He's playing a terrible Colts defense. He's going to throw for 300 yards, which he hasn't done all season, and three or more touchdowns. Mark my words, Flacco is going off.
I do believe Flacco's thrown for 300 yards one time this season, but Dawson, this is where I expect a lot from you here. Now, give me what I want.
You know I'm going to show up for you, Josh. My bold prediction is that the Jets will knock the Chargers out of playoff contention, and the final score will be 30-17. It will be a blowout. That's right.
Okay, so do you want to bet money on this game?
I would love to. All day. I've even picked the Jets in my pick'ems.
All right, let's bet $5 then.
All right, let's shake on it right here.
Oh my God, Dawson, you just made my day. I really appreciate that. Devin, the Chargers are trash.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Who has a better record, the Chargers or the Ravens?
The Ravens.
Thank you for answering that question. Now time for my bold prediction. It is Cleveland Brown time, baby. They are going to get their first win this week against the trash Chicago Bears team. The Bears are really bad. The Browns are also really bad, but I believe the Browns are a better team. DeShone Kizer will show he is the better rookie and a better quarterback than Mitch Trubisky. And Isaiah Crowell will rush for 100 yards and get me a touchdown this week.
Okay, my bold prediction has to do with the Falcons versus Saints game. Last time these two teams played, Saints cornerback Marshawn Lattimore got in Julio's head a little bit. You know, he made some nice plays, didn't let Julio catch it a couple times, got some picks. But this week, I think Julio will come. stronger. I think Julio Jones will have 250-plus receiving yards and 3 touchdowns this week against the Saints.
Wow, that's bold. That's almost as bold as my Tom Brady breaking the touchdown record. Aaron, what is your bold prediction?
Has anyone seen Ezekiel Elliott ever since he went to Mexico to work on his game?
Yes, I said something about that earlier.
He's going to come back and absolutely destroy the Seahawks on Sunday. You can expect 250-plus yards and 2 touchdowns for my bold prediction.
Wow. Devin and Aaron seem to be clicking on the same cylinder this week, because both their players will get over 250 yards. But yes, I 100% agree with Aaron on this one. Ezekiel Elliott is a freaking monster, man. Monster! Jake, thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate your Flacco Semper Bowl prediction and your great advice. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on the show. And a reminder, Aaron is not a weatherman. But before I go, can I get some outro music?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yes, you heard the man, Peter Griffin. What really grinds my gears? On this week's segment of Grind My Gears, I have a few things that really get me angry. Number one is Steelers fans. Steelers fans need to accept the fact that the rule is the rule. Jesse James did not catch the pass as he dropped it. That is the rule. The rule, people. The freaking rule. Listen to the rule. The second thing that really grinds my gears is Tim Stupid Anderson, the worst fantasy expert I have ever heard. He cursed my boy Jimmy G. What are you doing, Tim Anderson? You are stupid. You're an idiot for cursing my boy. And that just makes me so, so mad. It really grinds my freaking gear.
Those were some great grinding gears, Josh. I love the first one about the Steelers fans. They really grind my gears, too. My
aren't you a Steelers fan?
No, my...
And that gets me into what grinds my gears. When someone likes two of the best teams in the AFC, the Steelers and the Patriots, and he just roots for whoever's winning in the game.
It's not my fault. My mom and dad were born in Pittsburgh and New England, but okay. Now, for my grind my gears. You know what really grinds my gears? When a young boy named Rohan Dalal says that I'm doing collusion, even though I'm just doing careless little trades. I mean, what's the big deal? I'm just having little trades, and he thinks I'm colluding against the entire league. So I think that really grinds my gears, because I'm just trying to make my team better, and he's just trying to make me go down.
Those are some very interesting gears we're grinding. So my grind my gears is when a certain someone takes too long to pronounce a name. Could you give us an example, Josh?
Yeah, I don't understand why this grinds your gears. I'm just trying to make the podcast better.
And there you have it, folks, for my grind my gears.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me grind your gears. Now, Devin reminded me of bandwagon fans. There is a certain expert in this room that has been a bandwagon fan his whole life. He started to like the Golden State Warriors once they became good in about 2013. But before that, he liked the Hornets. He changed for no reason. He just wants to like the good teams. And that also brings me to him liking the Panthers. He never liked the Panthers until they got good. This is just bull crap, baby. Bull crap. You are a bandwagon. Can anybody take a guess as to who this is?
Is it Dawson?
No.
It's not me, so it must be Aaron.
Aaron Hirsch, welcome.
Plot twist, it is Dawson.
No, it's not Dawson. We already talked about Dawson. Oh my god, what is that? Do I hear snoring?
That's right, Josh. That means it's time for your sleepers. My sleeper of the week is Danny Woodhead. I think he's going to go off this week, and he's coming back off an injury, and I think this is the week that he's going to break out and go back to the Danny Woodhead that we know and love.
I like that. I think Danny Woodhead's a really good player. Now time for my sleeper of the week, Paul Richardson. The Seahawks offense is struggling, and that's why they need their second and third receivers to start carrying the team, because Doug Baldwin cannot do it himself. Doug Baldwin will get strapped up this week, and I think Paul Richardson will have a great week. So if you're in need for a sleeper or a low-end flex player, go get Paul Richardson off the waivers and start him this week.
My sleeper of the week is the Bird himself, Damier Bird, wide receiver for the Panthers. He's playing at home against a very bad Buccaneers defense. And without Kelvin Benjamin, without Russell Shepard, and without Curtis Samuel, by default, Bird steps into a very large role, catching passes from Cam Newton. He's coming off a big 2-touchdown game, and you can expect even more from him this week.
As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, do not start this man. He is a freaking bird.
Okay, my sleeper of the week is Rams receiver Robert Woods. Though he missed a couple games from injury due to injury, he is back now, and last week he scored a touchdown, and also he's only owned in 67% of ESPN leagues, so if he's available in your league, definitely pick him up.
Always reliable on the stats, Devin. Thank you.
No problem, bud.
Yeah, no, the bird is trash. Do not start the bird!
All right. Ignore Josh. Definitely start the bird. All right. Now for my favorite segment. We are doing Kicker of the Week. So, Devin, would you like to start us off?
Okay. My kicker of the week is Chargers kicker Nick Rose. The Chargers have been struggling with kickers all year, but finally, I think they have found a good kicker.
Wait, Devin, what happened to Travis Coons?
Travis Coons was very bad this past week, and he missed the extra point, so they finally decided to cut him. But I think Nick Rose is the perfect fit for the Chargers. He played well in the Redskins, and I think he'll be kicking a lot of field goals for the Chargers this week against the Jets.
Haven't they gone through, like, four kickers already? Or is
yes.
it five?
I think it was four.
I personally believe they should have kept Young Hoku.
This is the fifth. Now, if they didn't have Young Hoku, they would be in the playoffs. He's the reason they started 0-2, so thanks a lot, Young Hoku.
That might just be a record for most kickers ever on one team in a season. It's pretty bad.
We have to look it up. But anyways, Josh, who is your kicker of the week?
Before I mention my kicker of the week, I would like to say something about Nick Rose. Kunal Patel started him in the semifinals of a championship league, and he lost because he started Nick Rose. He was a free agent. Why would you start a free agent when you're playing for money? But that's besides the point. My kicker of the week, as I will put him every week, Justin Tucker. He does not miss. He's way too good. He's the best kicker in the freaking universe. He will be the best kicker of all time by the time his career is over. Now, that is not even a... That's not even an understatement. That's just what it is. And he will be the best kicker of all time. He will be the GOAT of kicking.
Well, that may be true. I don't like the weather conditions for Tucker this week. He's playing at home against the Colts, and we all know how cold Baltimore gets in December. But anyways, that brings me to my kicker of the week, Chris Boswell. Yes, I know Antonio Brown's out for the year, and the Steelers' offense is going to be a little laggish compared to previous weeks. But the Texans' defense is so bad, they're going to get a lot of point scoring opportunities, and that is where Boswell fits right in. Plus, to add on, that they'll be playing in Houston with a dome, so you can ignore the weather conditions.
Bringing it back to my point about Aaron being a weatherman, he is not a weatherman. Today in Baltimore, it is 60 degrees outside. Yes, you heard me, 60 degrees at the end of December. Aaron is not a weatherman. Do never listen to his weather predictions. Dawson, tell me who your kicker of the week is.
First off, I just had to say that you guys are really funny. You should be comedians because the kicker of the week is obviously Will Lutz. These are all jokes of kickers. I mean, it's not even close. Just look at his leg. It was made by God.
Well, Dawson, I do believe 2 weeks ago when the Saints played the Falcons, Will Lutz didn't have a very good week.
That is a great point, Devin. That's just because Will Lutz wasn't trying that week. But this week, trust me, I've been talking to him. He says he's going to go off this week.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
This seems to be a Will Lutz kind of week, but I still think you should start Justin Tucker. Now, when you hear that music, you know what it's time for? Power Rankings. Get it? Because the song's called Power? I'm just kidding. Anyways, this week in Power Rankings, people believe that this will be the hardest week for Power Rankings of the season. But I believe it will be the easiest week because it is common sense as to who the top five teams in this league are. I'll start with number one, the New England Patriots. They are easily the best team in this league. They are coming off a huge win against the Steelers last week. People may say the win was a fluke because Jesse James caught the pass. As I said earlier, no, he did not catch the pass. It is the rule. So yes, the Patriots are the best team in this league. Does anybody else have anything to say about that?
I agree with you, Josh, 100%. Even though Aaron looks a little bit hot and bothered over there, I'm going to let him go next.
Yeah, I just want to say that this is probably the hardest week ever of all time to predict the top five. But for the first spot, I'm going to agree with you guys. I think the Patriots are number one just because of Antonio Brown and Carson Wentz being out for the season.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Patriots are number one. So, Josh, who do you think is number two?
Oh, this is easy. The Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Foles is such a beast, baby. He is filling in for Carson Wentz perfectly. Yes, they may give up 30-some points to the Giants this week and struggled, but they still got the dub, and that is how playoff teams do it. You win. You don't win easily every time. You have to fight to get Ws, and that's what you need to do in the playoffs. So yes, the Eagles are definitely the second-best team in this league.
Although I agree with you in the fact that Nick Foles is a very good quarterback in this league, I think the Vikings are number two.
I agree with that, actually. I was going to say the Vikings also. I think the Eagles are barely in the top five, but I'll give it to them at number five.
I think number two is a tie between the Vikings and the Saints. It is very, very close. It was going to be the Eagles, but then I realized that they played the Giants, who have a very bad pass defense against quarterbacks. So Nick Foles, I really don't trust him going to the end of the season playing as a top quarterback against some of the good teams in the playoffs. And also, I was going to pick the Steelers, but Antonio Brown, probably the best player in the NFL, is out for the season. So by default, it's either the Saints or the Vikings.
Well, Aaron, what about the Rams, who just blew out the Seahawks?
And what about the Saints, who lost to the Rams and the Falcons? Those are two bad losses, except for the Rams.
Until you can show me a team that can stop the Saints, I'm not going to say that any team's better than
the Falcons
them.
Beat them, Aaron.
Yeah, but that was without Kamara. And now that all the Saints are healthy, they're just literally unstoppable.
What do you have to say about the Rams game, then?
I think the Rams are right there. They're also a very, very good team, and I don't see anyone stopping them either. However, they're just not as good.
So it would make sense that since the Rams beat the Saints, they should be in front, correct?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
So then why do you have Saints as number two and the Rams behind them? Explain that to me.
This isn't a statistical or based off of evidence opinion. I just see the Saints and nobody in the league can stop them when they're all healthy. So why would you not put them at number two?
I can also name a team who stopped the Saints, the Minnesota Vikings. That is why I have the Vikings at number three. I am a huge fan of the Vikings right now. They are the third best team in this league. Their defense is unstoppable, and their offense is fantastic with Case Keenum at quarterback. They're fantastic wide receiver duo, and their two-headed running attack, as Devin loves to say.
Yeah, I think their run game is just too hard to stop. Like, if you take out Jerick McKinnon, you have Latavius Murray, a great running back who's able to grind out yards and definitely score touchdowns. But Josh, I think you should flip-flop the Vikings and the Eagles. I think the Eagles are good, but I just don't think they're good enough to compete with teams like the Vikings, the Rams, the Steelers, and so on.
All right, let me explain a little domino effect that we've seen in the past few months. So, first of all, the Vikings got clamped by the Panthers and lost a close one. And also, the Panthers are not in our top five, and you guys think that the Vikings are so good, and the Panthers clamped them, so they're better. However, the Saints destroyed the Panthers twice, so they're better than the Panthers. But the Saints lost to the Rams when they were healthy, so the Rams are a better team. So therefore, the Rams are third, and then the Saints, and then the Panthers, and then the Vikings.
So who's number two?
The Eagles.
No.
You are smoking a lot of crack, Aaron. This is ridiculous. The Vikings got clamped. By clamped, you mean scoring 24 points? Are you crazy? You're stupid! The Vikings are the third best team in this league, and it is no doubt their defense is way too good. The Saints are trash. Okay, excuse me. They're not trash, but they're not in my top five.
All I know is the Panthers defenders just keep getting suspended, and they're getting the job done anyway. They picked off Aaron Rodgers three different times, so they just look so
Aaron
good.
Aaron Rodgers' first week back in like 4 or 5 weeks. Of course, he's going to be a little rusty.
That's no excuse.
He was not even healthy. He was about 80%.
All right, well, anyways.
Okay, wait. So, Aaron, if you miss 10 basketball games, can you come back and be just as good as you were before? No, exactly. It
but that doesn't mean throwing
get
picks.
Back into your prime.
That means not completing passes, not throwing
he
picks.
Been practicing
okay.
All week.
This is besides the point. At number two, I think that the Vikings or Saints are there. What do you guys think about
Vikings.
That?
Vikings.
I think we've already talked about this. So I think it's the Eagles and the Vikings at two and or three. There is no question about it.
It should go Patriots, Vikings, Eagles.
Now, for 4 and 5, this is where it gets beefy, baby. The Steelers were number two, but now they're going to have to drop because of this loss to the Patriots. But I don't think they're dropping too far, as I think they are the fifth best team in this league. But to go back to four, it's got to be the Rams, baby. The Rams are for real. I take back all the bad things I said about that franchise. Jared Goff is a beast. But seriously, Todd Gurley is the bigger beast. Todd Gurley is unstoppable. He's better. He is the best running back in this league. You heard it here first. Yes, the Rams are the fourth best team in this league.
I agree with that 100%, Josh, except one thing. I would flip the Rams and the Steelers 4 and 5. I would have Steelers 4, Rams 5. But either way, they're both great teams, and I think the Rams are going to make a deep playoff push.
Yeah, I agree with the Rams. It's pretty much been proven now that Jared Goff can play, although he didn't have much of an impact on the game, only throwing for 120 yards. He's still proven that he's a very good quarterback in this league in only his second year. So Three out of four of us have agreed that the Rams are four. Aaron, what do you say?
I think that the Rams are definitely a top five team, but the Saints also have to be in there because they're just that good. So I think that the team we would have to bump out is either the Steelers or the Vikings.
I think you only like the Saints because they beat your Panthers twice. You really think your Panthers should be in there, but no, the Saints beat your Panthers. This is all a collusion, baby. He is a biased Panthers fan. Yes, you heard it here first.
There's no way the Panthers should be in the top five. That's ridiculous, Josh.
Okay, so the Saints shouldn't be in the top five either.
The Saints are unstoppable.
I think the Saints should be in the top five, and I think the Steelers should bump out with the injury.
The Steelers have a question mark.
The Steelers should go from two to out of the top five just because of one play at the end of the game. I don't think that's fair.
I think the loss of Antonio Brown really hurts the Steelers, but I don't think the Steelers – or, no, I actually do think the Steelers can make up for this loss. They have the best running back in this league. Yes, I already said Todd Gurley was, but I'm just changing my mind. It is Le'Veon Bell. And the Steelers now have Martavis Bryant and Juju, baby. It is Juju time. He will step up big, and Martavis Bryant, they will be huge for the Steelers as they will make a run in the playoffs.
If I'm being completely honest, I think teams 1 through 7 are all tied, so I'm just going to say my rankings and then get out of the picture. I think it goes Patriots, Saints, Vikings, Rams, Eagles, Steelers, Panthers, and that is my top 7. Debate what you want.
Number 1 in your top 7, you're forgetting about the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are a really good team. But to go back to this top 5, I think our consensus ranking here is Patriots 1, Vikings 2, Eagles 3, Rams 4, Steelers 5. How about those apples, Aaron?
I mean, if you know anything about averages, those are not our consensus rankings, but that's none of my business.
Actually, I think they are because 3 out of the 4 of us said they are, so.
Well, Aaron, you're just a biased Panthers fan. Now let's move on. And now for some people's favorite part of the show, pick'ems. Now, this is where we pick all these games, and the standings from last week are the same. Devin is in first place. Dawson is in second place. I am in third place, and Aaron, with the emoji next to his name, is in last place. Now, time for this week's pick'ems. We have a lot of crucial matchups this week. This first matchup is Browns at Bears. Somebody start us off. Devin.
Yeah, this week I think the Bears are going to win, and I think the Browns are just going to stay winless. And, yeah, I don't think they really care about getting a win. They just care about getting that first pick in the draft.
Even though I am in the Browns bandwagon, I'm still going with the Bears in this one just because Mitch Trubisky is too freaking good.
Yeah, I also agree. I think the Bears defense is good enough to carry their really bad offense. I think they're going to have not an easy time winning this game, but I don't think the Browns are going to put up much of a fight. I think Josh disagrees, though.
Yes, you all are tripping hard. This is the week the Browns get their first win. As you can tell from my bold prediction earlier, the Browns will win this game. Yes, they will win this game. Now, the Falcons at Saints is the next game. Devin, let's go.
Well, last time these two teams played, I was the only one who picked the Falcons, and I came out victorious. So I'm going to do that again this week. I think Julio Jones is going to absolutely go off this game, and he's just going to be a force to be reckoned with, and that's why I choose the Falcons.
I might be wrong, but the Saints are not losing another game.
I'm going with the Saints in this one. I think Devin's luck has run out, and I'm coming for that number one spot.
I'm going to have to go to the Saints here. I think the Saints have a good offense. Not the greatest offense, but a good offense. And they will beat the Falcons. Yes, they will beat the Falcons. Next game, Rams at Titans. I think this is a pretty easy matchup to guess, as all four of us will be picking the Rams this week. Now, we won't waste time explaining this game because it's a simple reasoning. Now, for our fourth game, it is Chargers at Jets. Dawson, I want you to start us off here. Go get them.
This is my favorite game to predict because it's so obvious. I could close my eyes, twirl around three times, and still predict the correct answer. It's obviously the New York Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Well, I'm going to go with the Chargers this week. Although their run defense is not very good, it's all right because the Jets running backs are trash. Matt Forte, trash. And Bilal Powell is trash, even though someone on this podcast always hypes him up. But Aaron, who do you think is going to win?
Despite a big day from Bilal Powell, I think that the Chargers will be able to knock down the Jets with a new kicker. Maybe he'll miss. Maybe he'll make it. It's about a coin toss. We'll see.
I'm going to have to go to the Chargers here. The Chargers are a good team. Dawson, you are silly. But before we go to the next game, I just got a crazy notification on my phone. Oh, my God. It is an alert saying that I beat Dawson this week in fantasy. I would just like to let you all know that. But time for our next game, Broncos at Redskins. I'm going to start us off here. I think the Redskins are going to win this game. Shamai Perrin will take this game over, baby. He will have a good week, and the Redskins will get another victory. HTTR. Now it is time for me to get angry once again. This game is Jaguars at 49ers. I hate this game. Somebody start us off with who you're going to pick.
I'm going with the Jaguars in this one. It's not really that hard of a choice. The Jaguars defense is going to lock up Jimmy G. It won't even be a problem.
Yeah, I think the Jaguars are going to win too.
This is a very easy game. The 49ers offense is very hot lately, but I think last week only beating the Titans at the last second shows that they aren't that good enough yet to play a Jaguars defense that's by far first in the league and has clamped up every good offense in the league so far. So I think the Jaguars defense is going to carry them this week, and they're going to have no problem.
Yes, unfortunately, all my fans, you guys know how much I love Jimmy G, but I have to pick the Jaguars this week, unfortunately, because Jimmy G is my sit of the week. And as I explained in Grind My Gears, Tim Anderson really did me dirty here, cursing my favorite player, Jimmy G. And now I'm just so sad, and this is just such a sad day in my life and such a sad moment of this day. Now let's become happy again. Let's pick this last game, Seahawks at Cowboys. Who likes to start?
Okay, I will start. I think that the Cowboys are going to win this game because of Ezekiel Elliott. He's coming back for the first game since his suspension, and I think he's going to come out angry, and he's going to go off against the Seahawks, who let Todd Gurley score 4 touchdowns last week.
Yeah, I'm picking the Cowboys in this one, too, just because this is a must-win for the Cowboys, and I think they're going to pull it out against a tough Seahawks team.
Ezekiel Elliott is going to run through the Seahawks defense. Did you see what the Rams player said about them last week? He compared them to the Browns. He said they were the softest team they've played in a while, and running through them was easy. Zeke is going to have no problem leading the Cowboys to a victory.
Yes, I think Zeke will have a great day. As you can see from his training he's done over the last 6 weeks, he has gotten very big. And if the Seahawks are really that bad, he will run them through like the Browns. But I think the Seattle will win this game. I think Russell Wilson will have a great bounce back game, and so will the defense. I think the Seahawks will cruise through this game against the trash defense of the Cowboys.
So before we wrap up our show, I'd just like to say that our Jimmy G count officially ends at 8. Dings, you've heard when Josh says Jimmy G. All right, and now for the outro.
Before the outro, I would just like to say that I love Jimmy G. He is my favorite player. Make it 9. Ha ha ha. Okay, all right, from your boys, Josh Mann,
Aaron Hirsch,
Devin Hendrick,
and Dawson Wolf.
This has been a fun episode 5 of Experts Hour. Like I say before, we are the only experts you should listen to. The other ones are dumb. And yes, this will not be our last episode. Don't you worry, and we out.